Hello， 大家好啊 ，Welcome to the Art of Hong Kong Geeks by Dummy， 我是 Dummy，I'm Dummy。Today I want to share a four-character Chinese idiom and a story with you. In the story, there will be a conversation, and those of you who have already listened to the last two episodes on emotion sounds, I want you to pay extra attention to those emotion sounds. The four-character Chinese idiom I wanted to talk about today is 知恩图报。知恩图报 literally means no favor, attempt, repay. 知 means no, 恩 means favor, or when someone helped you, but more so if someone did you a solid, like when you needed toilet paper during the pandemic and they spare some to you, for example, but not like they gave you a tissue paper when you needed to blow your nose. You see what I mean? And 头 is short for 洗头 meaning attempt.And bou is short for 报答 meaning to repay someone for their favors. And I want to tell you this story because yesterday was Thanksgiving in the US and last month was our Thanksgiving in Canada, so I just wanted to catch the wave of giving thanks. The origin of where this four-character Chinese idiom, 知恩图报, where it came from is really from the spring and autumn period.And the entire spring and autumn period lasts from approximately 771 BCE to 476 BCE. During the spring and autumn period, if you have actually listened to my other stories that are also from this period, you might have also noticed that it's always about wars, people fighting for territories and unification, very turbulent times in our Chinese history.There were many territories involved in this period, and today the story is actually about the Wu Kingdom, Ngguo, and the Zheng Kingdom, Zhengguo. The Wu Kingdom, Ngguo, was about to attack the Zheng Kingdom, Zhengguo, at the time. And the king of the Zheng Kingdom, Zhengguo, was trying to come up with a way to stop the Wu Kingdom, Ngguo, from attacking.Just to give you a little more background, but not to confuse you, the Wu Kingdom, Ngguo, was actually considered a barbaric territory at the time according to our current Chinese history, and the Zheng Kingdom, Zhengguo, was founded as the first duke's kingdom in this period. I'm going to play you the whole story once, the narrative is in English, and the conversation will be in Cantonese, and the English meaning will be repeated after each Cantonese sentence. When we finish the story, I will tell you the meaning of the idiom, how to use the idiom in the sentence, and I will break down the conversation for you, and replay it once more after I've explained everything. Here it comes. One day, the general of Wu Kingdom brought a bunch of soldiers, Xi Bing, and was getting ready to attack the Zheng Kingdom, Zhengguo. The general's name was Zi Su Wu, so we'll conveniently just call him General Wu from this point on. So then the king of Zheng, King Zheng, said,
誰可以令士兵回去不攻打我们郑国，我一定重重奖赏他的。
Whoever can make these soldiers return, not attack us, Zheng Kingdom, I will definitely reward them heavily.
But very unfortunately, no one came up with a good method to get rid of the soldiers from the Wu Kingdom, Ngguo. All the way until the fourth morning, a young fisherman came to see King Zheng. He said,
我有办法令吴国唔嚟攻打郑国啊。
I have a way to stop the Wu Kingdom from attacking the Zheng Kingdom.
Then King Zheng said,
哦，咁你需要几多士兵同埋车呢？
Oh, so then how many soldiers and carriages will you need?
Then the young fisherman said,
我唔使士兵同埋车。亦都唔需要带任何食物，我净系要用我呢一支撑船嘅船长，就可以叫吴国嘅士兵唔攻打郑国啦。
I don't need any soldiers nor carriages, nor do I need any food. I'll only need to use this boat paddle to get the soldiers from Wu Kingdom to stop attacking the Zheng Kingdom.
King Zheng looked at the boat paddle, the oar. thinking that it just looked like an ordinary or what could be so special about it? He replied,
是乜嘢船长可以咁犀利呀?
What boat paddle is it that could be so powerful? Then the young fisherman replied,
让我试下就知呢一支船长有几咁犀利啦。
Let me try and you'll know how powerful this boat paddle is.
So then the young fisherman grabbed the oar and ran off to talk to General Wu. Once General Wu heard footsteps outside of his tent, he saw this young fisherman with the oar. He asked,
年轻人，你是边个啊?
Young man, who are you?
The fisherman responded,
你看不到我手上面拿住的船桨吗？我爸爸就是靠这一支船桨生活的，他还用这一支船桨救了你。
Can't you see the boat paddle in my hand? My dad relied on this oar for a living. He also used this oar to save your life.
Then General Wu suddenly realized and replied,
哦，我想起啦，以前我走难的时候有一个打鱼的先生救过我，我一直想报答他的。原来你是他的仔，为什么你会来了这里的？
哦， I recall now. When I was fleeing, there was a man who caught fish that saved me. I've always wanted to repay his favor. Turns out you're his son. Why did you come here?
Then the young fisherman said,
咪就是因为吴国要攻打郑国，我们的国君说，边个令吴将军退兵，不来攻打郑国，就给奖赏他。希望吴将军看在我死了的爸爸份上，不要来攻打郑国，这样我回到去都可以有少少奖赏。
Exactly, because the Wu Kingdom is about to attack the Zheng Kingdom. Our ruler said, whoever can make General Wu's soldiers leave, not attack Zheng Kingdom, he will reward that person. Hoping that General Wu, knowing my deceased father, can stop coming to attack the Zheng Kingdom, so then when I go back, I can get a little bit of rewards.
General Wu replied with appreciation.
因为你爸爸救过我，我先至仍然可以生存做到大将军，我怎会忘记他的恩惠呢？我一定会帮你的。
Because your father has saved me, I am still able to live and be the general. How can I possibly forget his favor? I will for sure help you.
After General Wu said that, he retrieved his army and left.When the young fishermen told King Zheng about it, they were all thrilled. People of the Zheng Kingdom thought of this young fisherman as a hero, and he was rewarded with nice amounts of lands. The story created the four-character idiom,
知恩图报, 知恩图报,
literally, no favor, attempt, repay, we have today.Is seeing that as human beings we have to be grateful and know to repay the favors that someone has done for you. So how do we use 知恩图报, 知恩图报 in a sentence? 知恩图报 can be used as a verb phrase. For example,
做人一定要识知恩图报.
As a human, we must know how to know your favors and attempt to repay them.
做人一定要识知恩图报
，or
你点可以唔知恩图报噶
？How can you not know your favors and attempt to repay them？
你点可以唔知恩图报噶
？All clear？ Now let's break down the conversation and see if it might help you better understand the conversation.So in the story, the king of the Zheng Kingdom, King Zheng, his original proposal was that whoever can make these soldiers return and not attack us, Zheng Kingdom, I will definitely reward them heavily.
边个可以令士兵翻去，
吴公打我哋郑国，我一定重重奖赏佢噶。
边个可以令士兵翻去？边个 means who, or in this context whoever. 可以 means can, and 令 means to cause, and 士兵 like I mentioned means soldiers.
Now the second sentence, 吴公打我哋郑国。攻打 means attack, 攻 means offense, and 打 means to hit.
郑国 like I mentioned is the Zheng kingdom, and 国 means country.
And then the next phrase he said was,我一定重重奖赏佢噶，一定 means must or for sure or surely. 重重 is an adjective here meaning heavily. 重 by itself means heavy, and 奖赏 means to reward as a verb, and you know the reward as a noun as well. And the ga sound at the end of the sentence here is the emotion sound in the sentence. The ga sound is used to add in extra emotions and tones in this context.
So, the younger fisherman then came up with the idea and then said, I have a way to stop the Wu kingdom from attacking the Zheng kingdom.
我有办法令吴国唔攻打郑国啊。
办法 means method or way.
吴国 like I mentioned, is the Wu kingdom. 攻打 means attack, like I said, and 郑国 means the Zheng kingdom.
So then the King Zheng said,
Oh, so then how many soldiers and carriages will you need?
咁你需要几多士兵同埋车呢？
The emotion sound here is used to start the sentence. It is exclaiming sort of like a question, also expresses shock, surprise, or some sort of reckoning.
需要
is the longer, more formal version for 要 meaning need.
士兵, like I said, means soldiers, and 车 means car, but as you can understand, the story took place a long time ago, so they're not really referring to cars, it can be carriages, wagons, etc.
And the ne emotion sound at the end of a sentence here is used to pose a question.
So then the fisherman said, I don't need any soldiers, nor carriages, nor do I need any food. I only need to use this boat paddle to get the soldiers from the Wu kingdom to stop attacking the Zheng kingdom.
He said,我唔使士兵同埋车，亦都唔需要带任何食物。我净系要用我呢一支撑船嘅船桨，就可以叫吴国嘅士兵唔攻打郑国啦。
So then the first sentence, 我唔使士兵同埋车，
唔使 means no need.
士兵 clearly now you know means soldiers, and 车 means carriages.
And then the next phrase, 亦都唔需要带任何食物。
帶 means to bring. 任何
means any. So 任何食物
means any food.
The next sentence is a little longer. The sentence goes, 我淨係要用我呢一支撐船嘅船長，就可以叫吳國嘅士兵吳攻打鄭國啦。淨係
means only. 用 means to use. So,For the first part of the sentence, 我淨係要用 means I only need to use.
撐船 means boat rowing or rowing the boat.
船 means boat or ship.
撐 can mean support or the action of rowing the boat or keeping something afloat.
Say, for example, if someone were to say 我撐你, that means I support you. 我撐你。
Or if someone were to say, 你撐住啊, that means hang in there, 撐住啊。
Okay, so 撐 sort of means like to support something or keeping something afloat or, you know, rowing the boat.
船長, on the other hand, means the boat's oar or the paddle.
呢一支 means this one.
So 支 is the unit classifier here.Zi usually is a unit classifier for something that shapes like a stick or a twig, more rigid, long, thin-shaped objects.
So, 呢一支撐船嘅船桨 means this boat paddle or the oar for rowing the boat.
And then, the next part of the sentence is,
可以叫吳國嘅士兵唔攻打鄭國啦。
Meaning, can ask the Wu kingdom not to attack the Zheng kingdom.
叫 means to call out or to ask.
吳國 means Wu kingdom. I've said that many times now.
攻打 means attack, like I said, and 鄭國 means the Zheng kingdom.
And the la sound at the end of the sentence here indicates something is done, can be done, and indicates regular emotions. So then, you know how like the King Zheng just looked at the ore and thinking that it looked like just like an ordinary ore. How is it possible that it's so special? So then he said, what boat paddle is it that can be so powerful?
是乜嘢船桨可以咁犀利啊?
Okay, so in this sentence, 是 is the verb to be meaning SMR. 乜嘢 means what? 船桨, like I said, means the boat's oar or paddle.And 犀利 is the adjective here. It means awesome, amazing, wonderful, powerful, all the good stuff. 犀利 is actually a good vocabulary to add to your Cantonese vocabulary list. So then at the end of the sentence, the sound, the emotion sound at the end of a sentence is used to express that this is a question. Perfect. So then the younger fisherman replied, Let me try, then you will know how powerful this boat paddle is.
俾我试下就知呢一支船桨有几咁犀利啦。
Okay, so 俾 can mean let or give, and see means to try.
试下 on the other hand means give it a try or try for a little bit. 呢一支船桨
means this boat paddle or.And then there's this phrase called 有幾咁犀利 It means how powerful, how amazing. Now you can replace 犀利 with another adjective. For example, the adjective 好美 meaning yummy. You can say 有幾咁好美啊 as a question. Now it means how yummy.
有幾咁好美啊
Again, the la sound at the end of the sentence here indicates that something is done, can be done, and indicates regular emotions.So then the young fisherman finally ran off to talk to General Wu. General Wu saw him and he asked, Young man, who are you?
年輕人,你是誰啊?
Perfect. 年輕 means young. Just a little more formal. 年 means year or age. And 輕 or you can also pronounce it as 輕 So...年輕 or 年輕 means light in age, meaning young. You can also say 後生 for young in modern day Cantonese. 後生, the literal translation is after born or later born, meaning young, for people that are born later than you. So 年輕人 or 年輕人 means young person or young people. And in modern day Cantonese, you can also say 後生仔 or 後生女 for girls.Okay, and so then the fisherman responded, Can't you see the boat paddle in my hand? My dad relied on this oar for a living, and he also used this oar to save your life. And then in the Cantonese version,
你看不到我手上面拿着的船桨吗？我爸爸就是靠这一支船桨生活的，他还用这一支船桨救了你哦。
Okay, now the first sentence, 你看不到我手上面拿着的船桨吗？Now, 看不到 means cannot see. 看 means see or watch. On the other hand, 看到 means can see.
手上面
means above my hands, meaning basically to say in my hands.
拿住
means grabbing or gripping. 拿 means to grab or to get. So then here, the whole sentence,
你看不到我手上面拿住的船桨吗?
The 咩?Emotion sound at the end of the sentence here indicates that this is a rhetorical question because he was clearly holding the oar in his hand. So then this question is meant to be rhetorical. And then he said that his dad rely is cow, on the oar for a living.
生活
means to make a living, to live life or to get through life. And then he said his dad also used the oar to save the general's life. Also,In Cantonese, is 仲. In the sentence there, he said,
他仲用这一支船桨救了你哦。
Now, 仲 here means also, but 仲 in just regular normal context can also mean still. So say, for example, if someone is asking if there's any food left, you can say 仲有, meaning still have some left. 仲有 literally means still have. 救 means to save someone or something, and 救咗 means saved. Past tense, 咗 is the word here to indicate to you that there's a change in the action status. Here, it means that it's become the past tense. He ended the sentence with a wo emotion sound here. The wo emotion sound expresses that they're revealing something. Then General Wu suddenly realized and replied, Oh, I recall now.When I was fleeing, there was a man who caught fish that saved me. I've always wanted to repay his favor. Turns out you're his son. How come you're here? Why did you come here? And then in the Cantonese version, it says,
Oh, 我想起了。以前我走难的时候，有一个打鱼的先生救过我，我一直想报答他的。原来你是他的仔，为什么你会来了这里的？
Now, the "oh" emotion sound used at the beginning of the sentence here is to express realization, just like "oh, I see." And then the first actual sentence says,
我諗起了。
諗means to think. 諗起 means to recall. And la, the la sound at the end of the sentence here, expresses that he suddenly wanted to say something, like the light bulb next to his head just lit up. Then the general started talking about how he had to flee.
走難，走難。
Now, let me give you a little bit of the background story here, very briefly. Basically, the general was once gone after by another kingdom, the Chu Kingdom. The Chu Kingdom killed General Wu's father and brother, and they were also trying to go after General Wu, so he had to flee.
走難，走難。
And he said that 打魚先生，打魚的先生 saved him. 打魚，打魚 literally means hitting the fish, but actually it means catching fishes, like a fisherman.
先生，先生
is Mr. or Sir. He had always wanted to repay this fisherman, he said.
我一直想报答他的。
Now, the 一直 here, 一直 basically it means always, but really it means always during a certain period of time. 一直 literally, if you were to translate it, it means one and straight. So here, it means from the time that the general was saved until now, he still wanted to repay the fisherman all this time. And to repay someone, not with money, but to repay their favor, like I mentioned at the beginning, is
報答，報答。
And finally, the ga sound, he said, 我一直想報答佢噶。The ga sound, in the sentence here, is used to add in extra emotions and tones. So then, the next sentence he said,
原來你是佢個仔。
原來 is a little harder to explain. 原來 can vaguely mean turn out or turns out. It's like when you realize the truth or realize that something is supposed to be a certain way, then you can say 原來something something or 原來 plus the fact. And the fact here is that the younger fisherman was the fisherman's son who saved General Wu. So then he said
你是他的仔
meaning you are his son. 仔, 仔 here means son. Okay, and then the next sentence he said
點解你會嚟咗呢度嘅？點解你會嚟咗呢度嘅？點解 means why or how come.
嚟 means to come. And 呢度 means here. So the whole question, 點解你會嚟咗呢度嘅? Meaning, how come you came here or why did you come here? At the end, they use the emotion sound 嘅. It is basically used here at the end of the sentence to pose a question. So then the young fisherman said,Exactly because the Wu Kingdom is about to attack the Zheng Kingdom, our ruler said, whoever can make General Wu's soldiers leave, not attack Zheng Kingdom, he will reward that person, hoping that General Wu, knowing my deceased father, can stop coming to attack the Zheng Kingdom so then when I do return, I can get a little bit of rewards. In Cantonese, he said,
咪就係因為吳國要嚟攻打鄭國，我哋嘅國君話：邊個令五將軍退兵，唔嚟攻打鄭國，就俾獎賞佢。希望五將軍睇在我死咗嘅爸爸份上，唔好嚟攻打鄭國，咁樣我翻去都可以得到少少獎賞。
Perfect.So it's a very long verbiage. Let's continue to dissect it one sentence at a time. So the first sentence,
咪就係因為吳國要嚟攻打鄭國。咪就係
means exactly. You can even say 咪就係 to reply to someone saying meaning exactly.
因為
means because.And 吳國, like I said, means the Wu Kingdom. 攻打 means attack. And 鄭國 means the Zheng Kingdom. And then he said,
我哋嘅國君話。
國君 means the ruler of the country or kingdom. 国君 and Hua means to say. So then, he repeated what King Zheng said.
边个令五将军退兵
Meaning, whoever can make General Wu retrieve his soldiers.
五将军 means General Wu.
将军 means the general of the military. Or when you are playing chess, when you say 将军 it means checkmate. Now, 退 means to return or to back off. 退 can also be used to say, for example, to refund money is 退钱. And so he continued,
不理攻打郑国,
not attack 郑国的 Zheng Kingdom.Then the ruler will reward that person, and reward, like I said, is 奖赏, 奖赏. He said,
希望,
meaning in hopes or hopefully or to hope, 希望五将军 General Wu could consider not attacking the Zheng Kingdom for his 死咗的爸爸, diseased father. 死 means to die, dying, dead. 死咗 means died.Jaw in the case the past tense here, so then the younger fisherman can get 小小 a little bit of 奖赏 reward when he returns. 饭后 General Wu replied with appreciation. Because your father has saved me, I'm still able to live and be the general. How can I possibly forget his favor? I will for sure help you. In the Cantonese version, he said,
因为你爸爸救过我，我先至仍然可以生存，做到大将军。我点会忘记佢嘅恩惠呢？我一定会帮你嘅。
Okay, perfect. So the first section here, 因为你爸爸救过我，因为 means because, like I said, 救 means to save someone or something, 救过 means to have saved.Guo here, guo indicates the action that has already been done. So then, gao guo means have saved. He then said,
我先至仍然可以生存，做到大将军。先至
means could or can in this context, and 生存 means to survive.生存 is a little different from 生活. 生活 earlier, like I explained, it means to make a living, to live life, to get through life. Whereas for 生存, it means to survive. Like, they don't really care about how well you're living. You're just surviving. That's what it means, 生存. And 做 normally means make or do. But for 做到, the 到 here expresses that someone can do something or achieve something. So 做到 means can achieve, can do, can make it, or can become in this context.
大将军
means the head general. Literal translation is big general. Then he said,
我又点会忘记佢嘅恩惠呢？
点 means how here, and 会 means will.
我点会 means how will I.
忘记 means to forget, different from
唔记得
means cannot recall, and 忘记 on the other hand means to forget. Therefore,
我点会忘记
means how will I forget.
因为
is the longer version for 因, 因 meaning when someone did you a solid. Same 因 in the four character idiom that we are talking about today,
知恩图报
at the beginning of the episode I told you it literally means no favor attempt repay. So
我怎会忘记佢嘅恩惠呢
means how will I forget his favors. The 呢 emotion sound here, the end of the sentence, is used to pose a question that begs confirmation. So then he said,
我一定会帮你的。我一定会帮你的。I will for sure help you.
一定 means must. For sure, surely, like I mentioned, 帮 means to help, and the ga sound is used to intensify the emotions and tones here. Now let's listen to the story one more time and see if you can understand it a little better. One day, the general of Wu Kingdom brought a bunch of soldiers, 士兵, and was getting ready to attack the Zheng Kingdom, 鄭國. The general's name was Zi Su Wu, so we'll conveniently just call him General Wu from this point on. So then the king of Zheng, King Zheng, said,
誰可以令士兵回去不攻打我们郑国，我一定重重奖赏他的。
Whoever can make these soldiers return, not attack us, Zheng Kingdom, I will definitely reward them heavily. But very unfortunately, no one came up with a good method to get rid of the soldiers from the Wu Kingdom. 不过, all the way until the fourth morning, a young fisherman came to see King Zheng. He said,
我有办法令吴国唔嚟攻打郑国啊。
I have a way to stop the Wu Kingdom from attacking the Zheng Kingdom.
Then King Zheng said,
哦，咁你需要几多士兵同埋车呢？
Oh, so then how many soldiers and carriages will you need?
Then the young fisherman said, 我唔使士兵同埋车。亦都唔需要带任何食物，我净系要用我呢一支撑船嘅船长，就可以叫吴国嘅士兵唔攻打郑国啦。
I don't need any soldiers nor carriages, nor do I need any food. I only need to use this boat paddle to get the soldiers from Wu Kingdom to stop attacking the Zheng Kingdom.
King Zheng looked at the boat paddle, the oar.Thinking that it just looked like an ordinary oar, what could be so special about it? He replied,
是乜嘢船长可以咁犀利呀?
What boat paddle is it that could be so powerful?
Then the young fisherman replied,
俾我试下，就知呢一支船长有几咁犀利啦。
Let me try and you'll know how powerful this boat paddle is.
So then the young fisherman grabbed the oar and ran off to talk to General Wu. Once General Wu heard footsteps outside of his tent, he saw this young fisherman with the oar. He asked,
年轻人，你是边个啊?
Young man, who are you?
The fisherman responded,
你睇唔到我手上面攞住嘅船桨咩？我爸爸就系靠呢一支船桨生活噶，佢仲用呢一支船桨救咗你喎。
Can't you see the boat paddle in my hand? My dad relied on this oar for a living. He also used this oar to save your life.
Then General Wu suddenly realized and replied.
哦，我谂起啦，以前我走难嘅时候，有一个打鱼嘅先生救过我，我一直想报答佢噶。原来你系佢个仔，点解你会嚟咗呢度嘅？
哦 ，I recall now. When I was fleeing, there was a man who caught fish that saved me. I've always wanted to repay his favor. Turns out you're his son. Why did you come here?
Then the young fisherman said,
咪就是因为吴国要攻打郑国，我们的国君说，边个令吴将军退兵，不来攻打郑国，就给奖赏他。希望吴将军看在我死了的爸爸份上，不要来攻打郑国，这样我回到去都可以有少少奖赏。
Exactly, because the Wu Kingdom is about to attack the Zheng Kingdom. Our ruler said, whoever can make General Wu's soldiers leave, not attack Zheng Kingdom, he will reward that person. Hoping that General Wu, knowing my deceased father, can stop coming to attack the Zheng Kingdom, so then when I go back, I can get a little bit of rewards.
General Wu replied with appreciation.
因为你爸爸救过我，我才仍然可以生存做到大将军。
我怎会忘记他的恩惠呢？我一定会帮你的。
Because your father has saved me, I am still able to live and be the general. How can I possibly forget his favor? I will for sure help you.
After General Wu said that, he retrieved his army and left. When the young fishermen told King Zheng about it, they were all thrilled. People of the Zheng kingdom thought of this young fisherman as a hero, and he was rewarded with nice amounts of lands. The story created the four-character idiom,
知恩图报, 知恩图报,
literally, no favor attempt repay, we have today. It is saying that as human beings, we have to be grateful and know to repay the favors that someone has done for you
nicely. So I hope that you enjoyed this story, learn the four-character idiom, 知恩图报, and always be grateful.Thank you to my listeners too. You guys keep me motivated to push these episodes out. Let's talk a little more about emotion sounds next time.
Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, please go on my Facebook page, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. Or if you want to look for the written materials, go on my website. I have everything up on there, which is www.TheArtOfHongKongGeeseByADummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.